Governor, we don't know if you've had the chance to be briefed on this 24-page preliminary report from the NTSB about problems on the container ship Dolly before it crashed into the Key Bridge, taking down the span. It appears that ship had some problems, obviously, the day that this happened, but also the day before. There will be a full report in a year or two, but have you had a chance to be briefed on that at all?
Yeah, and I know the results from the preliminary report, they're troubling. The thing I also know is, you know, where I stand on it, it has not changed since the preliminary report has been released. I want full accountability. We need to know what happened on that morning of March 26th and before, because, you know, we did not just, you know, we lost six Marylanders because of this tragedy. We had one of the most important vessels and valves for economic activity for not just our state, but the region and the country that was disabled because of this tragedy. And we know that whoever was responsible for this needs to be held to account. So I'm glad the preliminary report is complete. I know there's going to be further investigations that are going to be taking place both with NTSB and also other organizations to include the FBI. But the thing that I want more than anything else is we need a speedy, we need a transparent, and we need a thorough and full accountability for what happened, because the people who need to be held responsible need to be held responsible.
Governor, tell us what the next steps are. We watched yesterday about those small explosions to bring down that big part of the bridge that was sitting on the Dolly. What are the next steps to refloat the ship, and then what happens after that?
Yeah, I was just actually back out on the water today. And, you know, there's really two big things that needed to happen and two big milestones that needed to happen in order to refloat the Dolly. The first was we had to remove some of the containers from the bow of the ship. And so we've now removed over 180 containers. And by the way, each of those containers weighs anywhere from 1.5 to 2.5 tons. But over 180 have been removed from the ship. And the second was removing that truss, removing that piece from the bridge that was sitting on top, which was anywhere from 3,000 to 4,000 tons of steel. Now that that successful operation took place yesterday, and again, just give so much credit to the Navy SUSOLV and the Coast Guard and the Army Corps of Engineers and all the members of the Unified Command for their hard work on this. We're now closer where we can say with full confidence that within days, we are going to be able to attempt to refloat the Dolly and to remove it from the channel. You know, we know it's still a very complex operation. I mean, that ship is the size of 3 football fields. And it's the weight of Camden Yards at full capacity. So we're talking about a massive vessel that still has got to be removed. But because of the success of yesterday's operation and because of the success of the removal of the containers, we feel very real confidence that within days we should be able to complete that aspect of the mission.
Governor, we thank you for spending some of your time with us today.
Thank you so much, and I really appreciate this time.